May the word of God be heard. May the heart of Christ be felt. And may the courage of the Spirit be lived. Amen. A few years ago, I was going through an emotional struggle and just couldn't seem to find my way through the fog. One of my closest friends, knowing the angst that I was experiencing and seeing how it was weighing me down, created a framed picture with some words superimposed upon it. It wasn't just any picture, but rather a photo that I had taken, altered to look like a watercolor. In it, the tip of my red kayak leads the eye across lightly ruffled water to the shoreline of trees dressed in their fall colors. And the words are an excerpt from Aldous Huxley's book, Island. It's dark because you are trying too hard. Lightly, child, lightly. Learn to do everything lightly. Yes, feel lightly, even though you're feeling deeply. Just lightly let things happen and lightly cope with them. I was so preposterously serious in those days. Lightly, lightly, it's the best advice ever given me. So throw away your baggage and go forward. There are quicksands all about you, sucking at your feet, trying to suck you down into fear and self-pity and despair. That's why you must walk so lightly. Lightly, my darling. This gift touched me deeply, and the words spoke directly to my burdened soul. The more I read those words, and the more that I let the vision of packing lightly and heading off to a colorful shore in the distance, the more I let those things seep into me, the more the truth of the words worked in me. It didn't change the factors that led to my soul's heaviness, but it did affect my attitude and in turn my actions. Go lightly, some of the best advice ever given me. In calling the disciples and sending them out on their first journey without him, Jesus seems to take going lightly to a whole new level, both literally and metaphorically. They are to take only the most basic necessities on the journey: a staff, the clothes on their backs, the shoes on their feet, and a companion. Furthermore, Jesus even instructs them to shake the dust off their feet if a place does not welcome them or refuses to hear their message. Now, although this is framed as a testimony towards those who are inhospitable, it is more an action that speaks to and serves the disciples. They are not to take the reactions of others personally. They are to shake off the negativity of the experience and to leave behind the frustration or fear of not making a difference. They are to carry on as lightly as they arrived. This first journey will test the disciples' mettle, their ability to cope well with the difficulties that they will face in demanding situations. A lot is at stake, for they have been given authority over unclean spirits. This is the power not only to heal an individual, but to restore their place in and relationship with their community. The disciples' attitude and actions will have a ripple effect far beyond themselves. In sending them out, Jesus is taking a risk. He fully appreciates the difficulties they will face. He has just been to his hometown, where he has been mocked, his message found offensive, and his power to make a difference diminished. Astounded and undoubtedly disappointed, Jesus' mettle was tested. He has learned that dwelling on the negative and carrying it only inhibits one's ability to be a channel of God's love and healing. So he takes his own experience and shares the wisdom he has gained with his disciples. Go lightly. This should not just simply be an interesting and instructive story that we hear with mild interest. For we are modern day disciples who are sent out on a journey with a message and a responsibility in our day and our time. A message of God's love and grace. A journey full of all ups and downs. A responsibility to heal, to restore right relationship, to build community. And it is a time when such messages are greeted with suspicion, and when few actually expect others to take responsibility seriously. We may well feel ill-equipped and alone, but we do have what we need. We are held by the grace of God. We are gifted with the mantle of God's witness to us. We have the wisdom of those who have walked this path before us. And we have the companionship of others who also experience the power of God's work in their lives. Oh, our mettle will be tested. And when it is, our true nature and what we have learned from other experiences will be revealed. Where will we be found on the continuum between responding with grace or with grasping? Between being open and vulnerable or closed and fearful? Between being filled with hope or burdened down by despair? For going lightly is not just about what we carry, but also about what we take away from any given situation and what we bring to the next experience. Our attitude will inform our actions. The disciples took Jesus' message to heart. Their mettle was shown to be one of spirited resilience as they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They were generous with their gifts and able to cast out many demons, anointing many who were sick and curing them. You see, they went lightly, open in such a way that God was able to work miracles through them. And they made a difference, for we are here today, still following in their footsteps. So throw away your baggage and go forward. There are quicksands all about you, sucking at your feet, trying to suck you down into fear and self-pity and despair. That's why you must walk so lightly. Go lightly. Amen.